Jeremiah chapter 31. At the same time, says the Lord Jehovah, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they will be my people. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. The people who were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord Jehovah has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness I have drawn you. Again I will build you, and you will be built, O Virgin of Israel. You will again be adorned with your tambourines, and will go forth in the dances of those who make merry. You will yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria, the planters will plant, and will eat them as common things. Because there will be a day, that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim will cry, Arise, and let us go up to Zion to the Lord Jehovah, our God. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says. Sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, publish it, give praise, and say, O Lord Jehovah, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Indeed, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child and her who labors in childbirth together. A great company will return there. They shall come with weeping, and with requests I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, in which they will not stumble. Because I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord Jehovah, O nations, and declare it in the islands afar off, and say, He who scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him, as a shepherd keeps his flock. Because the Lord Jehovah has redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him who is stronger than he. Therefore they will come and sing in the height of Zion, and will flow together to the goodness of the Lord Jehovah, for wheat, and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul will be as a watered garden. And they will not sorrow any more at all. Then the virgin will rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, because I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and cause them to rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satisfy the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people will be satisfied with my goodness. Says the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. A voice was heard in Ramah, loud crying, and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children refused to be comforted, because they were no more. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Refrain your voice from weeping, and your eyes from tears, because your work will be rewarded. Says the Lord Jehovah. And they will come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in your end. Says the Lord Jehovah. That your children will come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim himself crying this. You have punished me, and I was punished, as a bull unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn me, and I will be turned. Because you are the Lord Jehovah, my God. Surely after I was turned, I repented. And after that I was instructed, I struck upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yes, even confounded, because I bore the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? Because since I spoke against him, I do earnestly remember him still, therefore my inward parts are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him. Says the Lord Jehovah. Set up for yourself landmarks, make for yourself high heaps, set your heart towards the highway, even the way which you went. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel, turn again to these your cities. How long will you wander about, O backsliding daughter? Because the Lord Jehovah has created a new thing in the earth, a woman will protect a man. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says. As yet they will use this speech in the land of Judah and in its cities, when I will bring again their captivity. The Lord Jehovah bless you, O house of justice, and mountain of holiness. And there will live in Judah itself, and in all its cities together, gardeners, and those who go forth with flocks. Because I have satisfied the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awoke, and saw, and my sleep was sweet to me. Indeed, the days are coming, says the Lord Jehovah, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man, and with the seed of beast. And it will come to pass, that just as I have watched over them, to pluck up, and to break down, and to throw down, and to destroy, and to afflict. So I will watch over them, to build, and to plant. Says the Lord Jehovah. In those days they will say no more. The fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone will die for his own sin. Every man who eats the sour grape, his teeth will be set on edge. Indeed, the days are coming. Says the Lord Jehovah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their forefathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, says the Lord Jehovah. But this will be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, after those days. Says the Lord Jehovah. I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they will be my people. And they will no more teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord Jehovah. Because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord Jehovah. Because I will forgive their sin, and I will remember their sin no more. This is what the Lord Jehovah says, who gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, who divides the sea when its waves roar. The Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, is his name. If those laws depart from before me, says the Lord Jehovah, then the descendants of Israel also will cease from being a nation before me forever. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. If heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the descendants of Israel because of all that they have done, says the Lord Jehovah. Indeed, the days are coming, says the Lord Jehovah, that the city will be built to the Lord Jehovah, from the tower of Hananel to the gate of the corner. And the measuring line will yet go forth opposite it upon the hill Gareb, and will circle to Goth. And the whole valley of the dead bodies, and of the ashes, and all the fields to the brook of Kidron, to the corner of the horse gate towards the east, will be holy to the Lord Jehovah. It will not be plucked up, nor thrown down any more forever.